Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher. I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Have the giddies.
Good. Let's use it. For anyone listening, that's Darren Rubley's face.
Face like leather. Why don't you hear this fucking sound at my face when I scratch it?
Oh yeah.
That's the job.
That's his arse.
Yeah, that's the spot. Yeah. That's the spot.
Oh, the magic of audio. As we're recording there, you can.
Yep.
Joe's,
oh, are we?
Joe's on his phone.
Not anymore. This is episode.
Yeah, I thought we were recording.
What episode are we on?
Oh shit, I don't know, because we were doing the moon landing. This is the first episode since the moon landing.
It's literally the first episode since the first moon landing.
Ever. The first podcast ever since the moon landing. Just putting me fake sunglasses down there. Tom Ford.
Tom Ford.
Tim Ford.
Tim Ford.
How the fuck are you?
I'm
fucking alright, you know.
Fucking brand new, I fucking am.
Golden,
I am.
After having a nice bit of French toast and streaky bacon.
Yeah, I got an Eggs Benedict.
You didn't like them?
But the thing with the Eggs Benedict is the eggs do always be undercooked and there's that goo on it that you have to like scrape away with a fork. You know that goo?
You mean egg?
No, not the white. Like, yeah, egg, but like the white part around the yolk is like undercooked. And it's just like goo.
They took it out too early?
Yeah. And that'll put me off now. Yeah, that'll put me off.
It's risky. I think it's a bit of a gamble. If you like Eggs Benedict, it's always a gamble. It's 50-50 whether you're going to get the ones that you want. Why don't you say to them, overdone?
But then like the yolk isn't runny. It's just like hard and pointless. You get it because you want to like get the goo out. To get the yolk out. You want the yolk to be runny like.
This sounds like a Cadbury's cream egg ad.
How do you eat yours? With a knife and fork, pal.
Goo. How do you eat yours? I eat mine with chips.
Do you, yeah?
You dirty bastard.
Who does that, you sicko?
I eat mine while I'm waiting for the bus. You know what's wrecking my head?
Ah.
There's a lot of ad on. I don't know if you're seeing it.
There's an ad that is bothering me. Go ahead.
All right, I'll tell you about the ad that's bothering me. In the Lotto ad, it starts and your man says, there's two delivery drivers and they're working. And the idea is that the delivery drivers. One of them won the Lotto and it's a surprise.
They're in a secure van, yeah?
They're in something like that, a secure
like
van.
Yeah, they're dropping off cash.
And he says, what if I just never stopped to the other fella?
We'll be locked up.
And I'm like, that's a really dark opening.
Yeah.
Like, is this Bonnie and Clyde?
The first time I seen it, I didn't know where it was going.
Yeah.
You don't know. It's a Lotto ad, though, till the end, yeah?
What if I just didn't stop? And he's like, haha, what do you mean? And he's like, what if I just kept going? And I was like, this fella is suicidal and he's going to drive this car off a cliff.
Yeah, yeah. And I looked at it different because you kind of know that it's a secure van at the start, no?
I don't know. I think it's just like a, like that, just delivery courier.
Yeah, yeah.
Or a lorry driver. I don't know what they are.
Yeah, I seen that. I was like, what the fuck is this all about? And then, like, he has the winning ticket.
Every time I think it's like an RSA ad.
Yeah. It feels like that straight away, like.
Shall I tell you about my life? What if I just kept
that's
going?
A dark Lotto ad, isn't it? Compared to the ones with the fucking water slides outside the gaff and all.
Yeah, it could be you.
But now
what if I just kept driving and never stopped?
What if I just did it? Just kept going.
And the man's like, "That was there. Stop, Derek. You're going too fast, Derek. Stop. No.
There's one that's always on. I think it's actually on Virgin Media, and it's for Vodafone, and it's like they FaceTime the nanny, and the nanny's singing to the child, and it's horrible.
Tell me about it. How does it make you feel?
Makes me a bit sick.
What? No, I don't know it. What's it?
Let me try again.
Oh, she FaceTimes nanny and the nanny singing to the baby.
Did you know that one?
Yeah, I know it, yeah.
And it's like,
I couldn't sing it
baby,
like you.
I don't even know what she's singing. I can't remember, but she's singing something continuously for like 15 seconds.
Yeah.
But when your telly's loud and you're just like fucking sitting there on your phone between an ad, like, and that comes on, it's like, oh man.
Yeah, I know it. I know the one you're talking about. Drive you mad. Demented, like.
But that's, maybe it's intentional, so like, you remember that ad or it sticks in your head, like, so that like you resonate that ad with like what they're trying to sell. Do you know that way?
It's weird though that she's singing "Fuck the Police."
Yeah, that was it. It's like "Fuck the Police" comes straight from the underground.
Yeah, which I thought was a slightly offbeat.
Jeez. Yeah, I was like, that's a bit weird for Virgin Media.
I know that one. It is an annoying ad,
especially like, no, I'm just trying to relax and it's just like "Fuck the Police."
Come on now.
That was brilliant how you came in there with that one.
Yeah.
People wouldn't know you were there.
I'm sitting right behind your back and I apologise. Fine back as it is, but I'm still here. I'm always here.
Do I have a good back?
Is that creepy? You have a fine set of shoulders, I would say.
Yeah?
Six out of ten. No, Darren's though. In Shoulder Monthly, centrefold.
You don't really see Darren's shoulders.
He does cover them up a lot.
Yeah.
Puts the old guns away.
The shoulder blades?
A responsible gun owner.
Have to charge you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Want to see them? Charge you extra for that.
Tickets to the gun show, hard to come by.
Jesus.
I went to the gym yesterday, speaking of shoulders.
That's what I was thinking. That's what I'm
I've seen that you brought The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, The Rock fucking flask.
It's a last me water bottle.
Do you have bottles of water in your house?
What do you mean? What,
just like normal little bottle of water.
No, I have a tap. True. There's loads of water in that.
There's loads, endless amount.
Yeah, loads of water in it.
You should try it sometime.
I actually had a plumber over to the gaff the other day. I didn't, Murray did, but the tap was fucked. Well, I could have fixed it, but she got a plumber anyway. And it wasn't just that, but there was a leak in the toilet upstairs, Murray thought. And all the water, like, inside the toilet bowl was coming out the bottom of the toilet bowl onto the ground. Again, this is what Murray thought. So she went and she got a plumber. He changed the tap, and then he went upstairs to have a look. And he had a look at the toilet, and he was like, he was like, do you have kids? And he's like, yeah, I have. She's like, yeah, I have two small kids. And he says, that's just piss. That's just the kids' piss on the floor. Like, they're just missing the toilet bowl. And they're just missing it so consistently that Murda thought there was a leak.
She got a plumber out.
She got a plumber
out. They tell her that it's just kids' piss.
Yes. Yes, that's exactly what happened.
Oh, no.
So we wiped up the piss.
It's a piss.
That always happens to me as well.
Yeah. Always. Mario, when Luigi came over.
Doing.
Happens to me with the dogs. Like, do you have dogs? Like, yeah, that's just dog piss.
Ah, dough.
Imagine doing that to a plumber.
Dough.
Oh, yes. Yes. That would be good.
And then he's like, oh, do you see that bleeding? There's a pipe burst there. Look at that. And I get my torch and I just look at it and go, hi, Carumba. Dope. You'd now, leave. If you were a plumber and someone did that, you'd leave.
That's you making a Simpsons reference.
It's not really a reference because it never happened in The Simpsons. It's just like a...
Hi, Carumba.
Yeah, but like, it's not like there was a plumber in The Simpsons' house and there was piss on the floor and then Homer went, dope.
Actually, episode 12, series 4, it's Homer's piss on the floor plumber episode.
It's a classic.
Like, it's a classic.
I'm like, how much is that? And he's like, it's €500, but I'm willing to give you a discount. And then I just go, excellent. He's like, what's up with this fella? Just fucking doing Simpsons fucking quotes. He's so arrogant, like. He's real arrogant, like. He's like, I'm the best, like.
I was saying to Darren, we went for something to eat there before we came in here, and I was saying, I want to go to the GP because I was listening to the radio and there was a bit of fear mongering going on about prostate cancer.
Oh yeah.
And there's no symptoms of prostate cancer. So I wanted to go to the GP do you go to the GP to get...
Yeah, I think it's a blood test now. You don't have to have the...
Oh, but that's what Darren said.
Oh, that's even better.
Mm.
I thought it was, you had to still get out.
I'm not doing it now, says Joe.
Give it a miss. I did say to Darren, I'd rather get out up the bum than a needle in the arm.
Really?
Oh, I hate needles, man. I despise them. I hate them
as well, but I would rather a needle over it.
That's why I hate the dentist. I don't mind them scraping my teeth and all that, but it's the needle in the gums. Oh,
it's the initial pinch of that one.
I find
if you don't look, do you look at them putting the needle in it?
Never.
It's in your mouth.
Just turn your head away and...
I look at the roof. My
hum to yourself.
Back like that.
Oh, man, even the thought of it. They say that you can't remember pain. I think that's a lie. I think I can remember, I can feel pain in my brain.
You can feel pain.
When I'm thinking of that needle, I can kind of feel it.
It's visceral still to this day. Yeah.
I hate the drill. The drill is the worst.
The sound of it.
Yeah, the sound of it, but like, you know, you can't feel it, but like, you can imagine what that feels like if you get it. So, I know that doesn't really
and
make sense.
The smell
sense,
of your
like,
tooth.
The smell of it, yeah. It's like smell burnt is the worst. Toast.
Yeah.
Do you know if you smell burnt toast and you don't have toast on? It's a sign of a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Is that true?
Yeah. Why are you smelling burnt toast right now?
Yeah. No, is it though? I don't think that's true.
It is.
Why can you smell burnt toast if you're going to have a stroke though?
I don't know. It's something because a stroke is like a bleed on your brain. So your brain is.
I've seen my granddad having a stroke before.
You seen it happening?
Happening, like.
Did you?
You know that ad, speaking of ads on the telly, there's ads on the telly for strokes, like, and.
Yeah.
The chap's playing with his kids or tennis or something like that, and he just has a stroke. Like, there's other variations of it as well.
Yeah.
And it's just reminding me, like, I actually, like, seen me granddad having a stroke. It's horrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
But does it mean. Like, if you smell burnt toast, like, is that true?
I think that's the closest they can get to describing
so
it.
So you just smell some sort of burning of some sort.
It's one of the many signs.
Oh.
I wouldn't freak out every time you smell, bread, I wouldn't.
Yeah, we done like a COVID-19 sketch.
We were in the new normal. Like, you had to order food or something, was it?
You had to...
you had to order food to like...
It was the 90-minute limit.
Yeah, yeah.
You had to order a substantial meal, whatever that meant. And you had to be inside with a... I was clearing out my phone, actually.
You had to have a full licensed driver with you in the pub.
But people were saying when you got the injection as well, that like it was microchips. So yeah, in the sketch, could, like, someone was paying for the drinks with their arm.
And then at the end, I just go, does anyone smell burnt toast? And I just fall off the chair.
I'm like in the window. I'm just looking in the window because I'm not like vaccinated yet. And I'm like, it's the new normal, lads. Yeah. It's the new normal.
It's the new normal. Sure, it's the new normal.
And then the bar owner in the Bridge Tavern comes down in a full hazmat suit with all the points, like full yellow hazmat suit. Oh, it's a belter.
Such a mad time.
Wasn't it?
Mad.
Wasn't it?
Mm.
It really, really was like objectively a mad time. To have a serious... Do you know what we were stopped? Do you remember they were stopping people from going to places? The radius, you couldn't...
5K, wasn't it?
Which was so crazy. And Moira was pregnant. Beckett was born during lockdown. And we were going to the hospital. She was in labour. And the guard stopped us. And were asking us if we had... Because you had to have work permits to go outside of your stuff. And you're like, do you have a permit? And I'm like, no, we don't have a work permit. And he's like, oh, you have to have a permit. And I'm like, she's in labour. Like, she's going into labour. And then he's like looking to see like what's going on. And then he's like, do you do them videos?
Stop it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And Tamora. Like,
yeah.
Tamora, yeah. Joe's like, what?
Speeds off.
Do you? That's such a statement, isn't it? Do you do them videos?
Do you do them videos? And then he added me later on Facebook when I was so in weird.
The garden.
Yeah. But like stopping us, like Moira's literally giving birth.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? In labour.
You know.
And like stopping us from going to the bleeding hospital and like really meticulously, really carefully, let me have a look here and see and stuff, you know.
Oh yeah, I can see its head there.
It's crowning.
Yeah, go on.
That counts as three of you in the car.
Yeah. I was in a bubble. I was in a bubble.
Yeah, that's three. Three fines.
Three fines.
Fucking hell. Oh man, it was crazy. Moira had to, because Moira was in there in the hospital. I don't know. Never mind. I won't even tell that story.
Okay. You'll probably have to ask her, will you?
And then I'll ask her. It's just a mad story. I'll tell you the story.
I won't eat a morsel of food until you come back to me.
Yeah.
To let me know if it's okay to. So the longer you leave it, just add a little spice to it, or a little bit of pressure. I'm going to go on hunger strike until you tell me.
Perfect.
If Moira's okay with this story.
We're like, okay, well then I'll tell you. We went in.
Will you text her now? I'm starving.
Will I text her now?
No, I'm joking.
Okay. Just ring her now.
Will I? I don't even know if I've said it already. Yeah, I'll just play.
Do you remember the story where you had an affair with the tennis instructor? What?
Remember that time the guard stopped us and said, do you do them videos? What was that about? What videos was he talking about?
Getting a bit jealous here. Oh yeah, what did he... Did he mention me?
Diddly-dee-dee-dee. I like that. That's a good transition.
It's like a little... I might just keep it in between the bits. Diddly-dee-dee-dee. Like an Irish McDonald's.
Diddly-dee-dee-dee. See, after that...
And then it was that day when my granddad had the stroke.
Diddly-dee-dee-dee. Nothing to be laughed at.
Sorry.
No, sir, you should be.
Sorry. Okay. Right. I got the green light from Moira.
I can eat again.
That was quick.
Yeah. So, when Moira was... So, we got stopped by the guards going in. We shouldn't help things, but we went in. Eventually, he let us go. And we were in the hospital. And they had to give Moira a COVID test to make sure she didn't have COVID. Because you're in a hospital where pregnant women giving birth and stuff like that. And we went private because of what happened to Ollie on the first time.
You have insurance?
Yeah.
Lucky you.
I don't think the insurance covered it, or I don't know about that. But we went private, so we had our own room. Came in, done a COVID test. She was clear, she didn't have COVID. So then she went into the labour room to give birth, and something similar that was happening to Ollie was kind of happening to Becca. But they were aware of what happened to Ollie, so they were there and able to react to it. And so then they tried like a forceps to kind of help get Becca out, but that wasn't working either. And then they said, we're going to have to do an emergency C-section. So they gave her an injection, which empties out your stomach, makes you get sick, makes you poop, just because you're about to have serious, like a massive operation. And so Moira, and then they gave her that injection, put her on a gurney and pushed her into the operating room. And as she's being pushed into the operating room, there's a nurse trying to put a mask on her because of COVID. And she's vomiting.
Oh, God.
And like and she's like choking on her sick because he's trying to put a mask on her. And the doctor's like, stop, what are you doing? He's like, she has to wear a mask. Like, she's literally getting sick and choking on her sick because you're putting a fucking mask on her on the way into an operating room, even though she had a clear COVID test. Like, what are you bleeding? Like, 25 minutes ago, what are you doing? Stop, like. It was fucking wild. It was wild. Like, that was the pinnacle of the madness for me. It was a nurse trying to put...
Yeah.
A mask.
I'm not sure we've had enough distance in time to fully grasp what happened. And then the impact it's had on society, especially the kids. I think we need maybe another 5 years and then we'll get a bit of distance on it.
Yeah.
Because it was actual... Well, it was crazy.
Everyone will have PTSD.
Something's coming down the tracks as a result of what happened.
5 years' time, everyone just go, oh!
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. It's definitely... remember before school started this year, there was a post on TikTok or something, or Instagram, and it was kind of funny. It was like, I hope the teachers are ready for the COVID babies, because all the COVID kids were starting school. All the kids that were born during COVID were starting school, and they're all bleeding mad. Like, it's like a mad year for kids starting, and like teachers can see it.
Oh, they can see it in there.
They can see, like, oh, they're the COVID babies. Like, that's so different to how the other kids were.
Really?
Yeah. Well, sure, they were raised with the isolated. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With nobody around them.
Are they all covered in hair and like wild, hairy babies?
Foaming at the mouth.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And they eat like with their hands and
eat with their feet.
And they climb up walls apparently. Like,
yeah.
They have sticky feet.
They don't wear shoes.
Yeah.
No.
You can spot them in my life.
You can see them coming.
Like the Cookie Monster.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Bam Bam. They Flintstones.
Go around like that. Oh, COVID babies.
So that was only a short story, but I'm glad we...
I'm glad that you...
It was worth it.
It's okay to say that, but that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Wild time. And then after all was said and done, I had to wait outside and I wasn't allowed, like, I had to, I couldn't be in there.
Yeah,
because of COVID and stuff.
Diddly diddy diddy. Were you dying to do that, Ed?
A little bit.
What's that?
He was on his phone when we were talking about it.
I just came up with a little stingy jingle out of nowhere, which I can tend to do. Diddly diddy diddy. And it's just going to be our little Sonic.
But he was like, seeing me granddad having a stroke. Diddly diddy diddy. And then, like, you're talking about something serious, well, and it's like,
so it's COVID and Maura's vomiting all over her.
No, you have to do it properly, Joe.
That's it.
What instrument is that? Like, so just so we can have it in my head.
It's our own one.
It's our own. It's a little pipe or a little Illan pipes or something. It's like an Irish McDonald's thing.
I don't know why it's so funny.
Oh, I'm absolutely using that now. Every little break.
It's an earworm. It's an earworm. Here's one. When I was going over to Germany on that little trip that I was away on.
How was it?
How was Germany?
Yeah.
Pretty German.
You went to Germany, yeah.
Yeah.
What brought you there? Oh, you're going to some...
There was a theme rally. Park called...
Went for a sausage.
A big fat
sausage. Seen a sausage online and he said, it's in Germany, I have to go.
I want one of them bratwurst.
Brought all the kids, Maura, and just
raw sausage.
Sausage.
Give me that sausage now. I love sausage. Big red yolk.
Mm-hmm.
Weird. They're like chicken. Their sausages are chicken.
Ugh.
That's a hot dog. Disgusting.
Yeah.
Chicken sausages are horrible.
Disgusting.
Do you ever have a chicken sausage?
Yeah, like a hot dog.
No, like a chicken healthy sausage.
Oh, yeah, you can't cook them. Man. You can't cook them.
They're like a weird shade of brown when they're cooked. Do you ever see that?
Like if you're going to have a sausage, just have a fucking sausage.
They're tanned.
Yeah. A pale sausage.
When you bite them, it's like, it's not, like chicken is supposed to be like, I think of like KFC or something. Do you know what I mean? But like, like a cooked chicken, but like in a sausage, it's just like processed and just like not chicken.
Yeah.
Oh, why did you go to Germany anyway?
I went to Germany because there was a theme park there that Murda really, really wanted to go to. She's been wanting to go for a long time. And we decided to go for a weekend for the bank holiday, July, June bank holiday weekend.
Bank holiday, man.
Bank holiday weekend. But it's really hard to get. You had to get a plane to Basel, which is a fun little airport because it's on the border of Germany. It's on the border of France and Switzerland. So you have to show your passport. And once you're through, you can either leave and you're in Switzerland or you go through a different door and you're in France.
Yeah. Wow.
And then once you're out, you can't get back in and you can see like there's a barricade. It's not like you can just walk over to Switzerland. Like you can't get into Switzerland. And I just thought that was a little bit fun. Got the bus into Basel. Then we got a train up into Germany, and then we had to get a bus from the train station to Europaland, which is where we were. So it's really hard to get to.
No wonder I've never heard of it then. Because yeah. It's just so out of the way.
Well, like Roy, if Ryanair doesn't fly there, you will never be there. You'll never hear of it.
Mm.
But if Ryanair started flying there, everybody would go there because it's class. And you'd probably hate it if Ryanair started flying there because then you'd see a lot of people cramming in and the queues would be...
Are the queues not too bad for the rides or not?
The queues are brilliant. They're like...
You know, you've just opened a can of worms.
I don't... people were messaging me saying, like, oh, where's this now? But I'm like, as soon as they look it up, they're going to be like, oh, I don't know how to get there. I'll just go to Port of Ventura.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is so much better than Port of Ventura. And what was I going to say there? Yeah, the queues, even the queues, like, you know, the Germans are bleeding. Mm. Very efficient. They have an app, so it's a virtual queue. So you join the virtual queue and you can see,
go about
like,
your business.
You can just...
When it's closer, you can go up.
Yeah.
Jesus, that's brilliant.
Amazing.
You know what I mean?
Fuck. That's a fucking game changer.
Why is everyone not doing that? Diddly-diddy-diddy.
No, we do it for... Not so good. Sorry. This is amazing, Ed. So you kind of do it for if it's like a bit grim.
If it's dark.
It's like these tender drums. Okay. Yeah.
It's levity.
That is amazing. What an amazing... That just blew my brains.
That is great.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, that's amazing.
Fuck.
Called the virtual queue.
Can't believe it.
And the food and everything. Like, if you're in Italy.
So, oh, go.
No, go on.
So, if you're like 200 in the queue, you can just piss off and come back. When you look at, oh, we're fucking five away, will we just go back?
You're given a block of time. So, you can queue and say, all right, I want to go on the big roller coaster at 4:45. So then you'll have 4:45 to 5 o'clock. If you go in within that 15-minute window, then you can walk straight on.
Oh, I thought it was better than that.
You walk straight on then.
That's good, that's good.
You pick your time.
Oh, what's wrong with you now?
I wanted a live counter.
That, I think that would actually be pretty good though. And then you can only join one queue at a time.
Yeah, like if I said you're like 200 in the line, and then it's like you go off and get a drink or something, or have a look around, and then it's like you get a flash and says like advised to like walk towards the queue again because you're at like 20 or like 50. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, grand. You can see it going there. Like, I want it like live, like a subscriber count on YouTube. Like,
yeah, like you want it down to the fine detail. Like, I get you.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Yeah, no, we'll make it happen for you, Darren. We'll make it happen for you. I'll let the Mac family know.
Is there big fuck off rides for adults?
Yeah.
Where like kids aren't allowed on?
Yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't be into that.
Man, there's stuff that I've... Like, there's a flume ride, you know, that you go down, but you go down it backwards, and it's like, oh, fuck. There's a roller coaster, but it's a water roller coaster. So you're going into the water and everything, like, it's bleeding mental.
Drowned you, like?
It wouldn't drown you. I'm only thinking now, because I was looking up other theme parks, and it's... I'm going to make a McGuckin goal.
Don't say I'm going to build a theme park.
No, I'm not going to...
Around the dinosaur.
I want to go to every theme park in the world.
Oh, in the world?
I want to go to every theme park.
That's a task. Have you had a... How many's in Europe?
Ah, loads.
Just do Europe for now, man.
Like, there's one site you've never heard of. Like, there is one in the Netherlands, and there was... It's the only... I don't think it's the Havern anymore, but it was the most dangerous ride ever. It was a water slide... But then there was a part of the water slide that's actually underwater. So you're submerged while you're going through the slide.
You just get underwater?
Under the water in like a tube. And you're still just going. But you have to hold your breath.
Like,
you're not
like under the water. You're like going through a tube and the water's around you. Like.
No, the water is in the tube.
What?
Fully in the tube.
So you just got drowned?
Yeah. I think people had. They don't have it anymore.
Good.
The kids must have loved it, did they?
But like you just get a fright and then you're like swallowing a load of water. Like,
you'd be fucked, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I can't remember reading if somebody died on that or not, but that was in the one in Holland that you were talking about, the one that's really good. That's on the list, man.
So there's over 1,000 theme parks apparently.
Yeah, that's not happening.
In the world.
In the world.
That's not happening.
Europe is home to roughly, what would you say?
150?
500 to 800 amusement and theme parks, while only about 100 to 200 are major destination resorts. The rest are smaller regional parks.
You want to be going to like, it's more achievable if you go to all the big ones. Like, you're not going to go to like a Funfair, Funderland or something in Netherlands, because they're everywhere. Like, they're just going to pop up in places.
Top five by attendance.
Let me see if I can guess them.
Mm.
Oh, you got to have
Studios in Florida.
No, Disneyland.
In Europe. No,
in Europe,
Disneyland Paris.
Yep.
Port Aventura.
No, Europa Park.
Europa Park is up there?
Number two.
Get up there. There you go. After Disneyland.
So Disneyland, over 10 million guests a year. And then you've got Europa with 6.
Wow.
And this is the place I'm talking about, number three, the place in the Netherlands, Efteling.
Yeah.
Looks incredible.
Have you been there?
It's not. No, looking
at going there.
That's going to be on the. That's going to be on the list.
And then number four, it's been mentioned.
Port Aventura.
Yeah. And then finally, Gardaland.
Gardaland. Yeah. Yeah.
Gardaland.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a Gardaland. How are you doing, lads? You moving on?
The ride's closed, lads.
Yeah, that's it. Come on now, you're moving on there now.
Are you drinking tonight? Oh, Gard, sorry.
Can't play football around here.
Move along. Move along now, lads.
Force job all experience.
Just get moved from one amusement thing to another. It doesn't actually get on anything. You've had your phone now. Yeah.
Have you had none of your pockets there, lads?
You have to be this height to get on. You're not that height to one.
Do you know what speed you're going?
If you're not familiar with the place, it's always scary. I remember going to Spain for the first time and walking out of the hotel, and we were a bit far away from the beach. So if you're familiar with Salou, it was the Rada Palace. So there's a few streets that have spray paint on the walls, and I'm like, I'm going back to the hotel.
Bollocks there, yeah.
I'm going back to the hotel. There's some fucking 14-year-old must have spray painted a backwards swastika on the wall or some like that. And you're like,
bollocks.
Oh, fuck. In a different country as well. That was the year that Madeleine McCann went missing, I think. So there were signs up on the hotel, and I was like,
Jesus.
Well, if they took that 4-year-old girl, they'd probably take me. scrawny 16-year-old. Why would anyone want to kidnap me? I always wonder to myself now as an older man.
Too long.
Too pale.
It'd be too awkward.
Even if I was trafficked, nobody would want to buy me.
They'd have to dip your head into the van.
If
there's a van,
they'd have to coil them up.
You know the way the guards put the hands on top of your head. You know, when they're arresting someone. Watch your head there. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Just gently, guy.
They'd just say, do you know what? Sit in the front.
Sit in the front there.
His knees up to his chin in the back.
You're just in the front. In the front with him. Where are we going?
And do you know what's actually mad? I'm literally just realising this now that you're saying that. This is fucking bizarre. So, you know when you're in these hotels and they have activities, like they have racing or pool competitions. One day they had an archery competition, and I was doing the archery, and I was pretty good at it, I think, for somebody with no experience. And the fella who was organising it, Spanish fella.
Oh my God, John McGuckin stole a pocket.
I'm like, I'm 16, man. I don't know what you want from me.
About years ago?
16,
about the fucking theme park.
This is mad. This is a kind of weird story that I'm just remembering now. I'd done this archery competition and I won it. And then your man says, hey, what you want? Because you get something for free or whatever. So what you want? I was like, can I get a San Miguel? Gets better. And then he says, you have to ask your parents first. I was like, I'm at the winning. I'm at the archery.
Can I get Sam again?
And she says, yeah. And that's fine. Like, whatever. Yeah. 16 on the holidays. I get a Sam again. Yeah, gosh. I got a Sam again. And then I was having the crack with this man. And then I was finished me Sam again. He goes, you want another one? I was like, yeah, I remember.
You play again.
I said, go on. So I got another San Miguel. And then he said to me, because I didn't really have any friends anyway, but he says to me, I'm going into town to meet some of my friends if you want to come with me. And I was like, he'll ask me, man, I suppose, yeah.
Oh my God.
I says, your man, Pablo, wants to bring me into town to meet a few of his friends. Like, and is it okay if I go with him? And then he goes, she's like, do you want to go? And I'm like, yeah, he seems cool. I was like, yeah, okay.
Did you go?
I'm 16.
Did you go?
I went, yeah.
Oh my God.
I got in the car with him and we drove for about...
So how old is this man?
I don't know.
20 odd.
Maybe 30 odd or something.
Oh my God.
And he took me and we were driving for at least an hour. We were in... I don't know where we were.
Did you start getting a bit afraid?
Yeah. But
what
like,
the fuck is this story?
I don't know what town we went to. I don't know if it was, maybe it was just like up the road in Cambrils or something, but I felt much, much further.
Just the two of you in the car?
The two of us in the car.
You in the front seat?
In the front seat.
Were you a little drunk from your couple of salmon?
Yeah, a little buzz on, yeah.
Show.
Yeah, for sure. And I ended up in some small town that wasn't for tourists. Like, do you know what I mean? Probably his hometown. Like, I'm still alive here and nothing happened to me. Nothing bad happened to me. It's just like, this is mad that that something could have happened to me. The same year that Madeleine... There's posters of Madeleine McCann saying missing on the windows and stuff like that. And my ma's like, yeah, get in the car with him. And then I went...
What was your ma thinking?
Oh, I was 16.
Tall fella as well.
And I didn't have any friends. Like, it was... he had to make friends.
It's still... So. None of that is an excuse. None of that. Like, I didn't have any friends, Your Honour.
I went into the village then, and then there was me, him, and about, met up with like three other men.
What the
fuck the hell is going on?
Just drinking with them in some village.
Just casual?
Yeah.
Nothing even happened.
So were they talking English to you?
They weren't, no. I did feel left out a little bit. And then sometimes, like, he would try say, my friend, he's play football and he's talking to his friends about, and he'd try include me a little bit. I mean, ultimately, it was really innocent, but retrospectively, it could have been really fucking...
Did he drop you back afterwards?
And then he dropped me back afterwards.
So he was sound? He was sound?
He was sound, yeah. Nothing happened to me. Everything was fine. But it was just a bit...
Jesus, help us.
All because... And man, I'm some archer. Some skills.
Jesus.
Isn't that mad? That's a mad story, isn't it?
That's insane.
And that same holiday...
With this man... For a few San Miguel's in the old town. Yeah.
Yeah, go for it. Make yourself him.
With his bow and arrow under his arm.
I got my first tattoo that year as well. That was a real coming of age holiday. Real coming of age holiday.
So what was the other prizes you could have won? Teddies?
I mean, it's like, what do you want? That was the test. If I had a set of slush puppy, you'd be like, you fucking loser. Yeah. You're staying here.
You're not coming with me and my friends. Fucking slush puppy.
I always think to myself, maybe he was going to traffic me.
And then he was just too tall.
And then he brought me to me mates, and then they were like, what, him?
He had
sent him back to Dorada Palace.
Kidnapper's remorse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like fucking...
Probably just saying to his mates, I put so much shit in his drink and he's just not falling asleep. He's felt like it's just so awake.
I felt like Oliver Twist when Mr. Bumble was going around singing, one boy for sale, he's going cheap, only 7 guineas. And nobody wants him. Oh, nobody wants him except the Undertaker.
Jesus, that is some story.
Isn't that mad?
It's mad what you remember on this podcast when you're just talking about something.
Yeah. And the shit that
you just randomly out of nowhere 5 years into the podcast just say, I went for a few San Miguel's with a Spanish 30-year-old man when I was 16.
After winning
an Archery. Let me do it. And it was an hour drive, and Madeleine McCann was sorry. All over the window.
Just to finalise the story, hopefully, because I'm getting upset. When you went back, did your ma ask you, like, was she worried about you, or did she just...
No, she was like, how was it? No, and I was like, it was good.
You were gone a couple of hours.
Like, at the time, I thought, this is cool. Like, an older person is taking interest in me. I actually felt good, and nothing happened to me. And there was no reason to be concerned. And he walked into the Dorada Palace, so it's not like...
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It wasn't as ominous as...
No, of course. But
I wouldn't let my child, my 16-year-old child, go off with...
Different times.
Right. I mean, they were
different times.
Yeah, there was only people being kidnapped on major news sources.
I could leave your door open then. clean the house, leave the door open in the summer. Different times.
Oh, man. That's mad, just thinking back. Even on that holiday, it was fucking crazy. There's other stuff. Like, you know the tattoo? Holiday, I got a tattoo. It's on my leg. No, this big one here. Like,
it wouldn't be able to pull damn jeans up.
I says to me, my ma says, as for your birthday present, an early birthday present, you can get a tattoo. It says, great, lovely. I always wanted either something to do with something that I can't change. So, my name, my nationality.
Are you annoyed?
Are you annoyed? Of course. And of course, Celtic. Or me religion. So, it was one, two or three, and it says, I'll get hands praying, maybe I'll get out of my wrist or something like that, you know, hands praying, like real David
classic.
Yeah,
it was a classic tattoo back in the day.
And I said it to your man, and he goes, yeah, we can do that, you can get it done at the end of the holiday, the tattoo artist said, and we'll get it done there. And then the final day of the holiday came, and I go to get the tattoo done, and your man is in the height of it, snapping he is. And he's like, I was like, what's wrong? He's like, my fucking boss had a blatant argument with me boss. You're a fucking dickhead. Fuck him. And he's shouting this so his boss can hear him. I said, dickhead. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to get a tattoo off this angry man. And he goes, hey, come here. I says, what? He says, for no extra charge, I want to do a really big piece And I designed it for you here. And he showed me a drawing of the hands praying, wings behind the clouds, and then like a banner underneath it. And he's like, anything you want on the banner, I can write it. And I was thinking, oh, fuck, right, lovely, Jesus Christ. I was like, I don't know if I can afford it. And he says, no, no, it'll be for the same price. And the price of the hands on my wrist was supposed to be 50 euros. So he's going to do this whole big massive thing for 50 euros. And I was like, where will I get it done? And he's like, your leg. It'll be big all over your leg. And I was like, all right, okay. So he was like, okay, wait here, I'll print it out. And then as he was printing it out, he was like outside the front smoking a joint and everything. I'm like, I don't know if this is a good idea or a bad idea. Yeah. I'm 16. This could be a fucking disaster.
San Miguel's with the lads.
I was like, hey, you know Pablo?
Do I look like someone that like definitely has a tattoo?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Names all over you.
Well, I don't.
Yeah, it looks. Do you know what it looked like? A tribal tattoo on your shoulder or something. Looking like.
Really?
Around the arm, yeah. Yeah, the barbed wire ones.
Oh, the barbed wire.
I always wonder what kind of vibe I give off to strangers.
That's it.
Scumbag, like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A little bit.
Definitely.
Yeah.
100%.
Oh, dirty, horrible bastard, yeah. Like, definitely feel dodgy. You know, if I was talking on the phone, if I didn't know you and I was walking down the street and I was talking on my phone,
you'd put your
I'd say, hang on, I'll call you back. Call you back. And put my phone on my phone.
Swear.
And then I'd probably jog as if I needed to be somewhere.
Swear. You're lying.
Well, I wouldn't, but I'd
if you didn't know me, you wouldn't do that. You'd be like, look at this friendly man coming towards me.
If I didn't know you or know your videos, then I'd be like, oh, he's dodgy.
Really?
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
Deadly.
Do you? Yeah. You like that?
I like the fact that, like, strangers probably think I'm a mad bastard and I'm not. Deadly.
I like that.
Yeah.
I would say it's kept you out of trouble over the, like, unknowingly.
I'd say there was plenty
loads
of times.
Of situations that you could have gotten, and people looked at you and went, ah, fuck.
I'd say there was plenty of times there was some lunatic out there would have done, just ready to just snap. And then he said, I'm going to fucking snap today at the first person I see. And it's me. And then he just leaves it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then he's like, I'm going to snap at the second person I see.
Here's Joe.
That's mad that you think that about me, though.
Yeah. Appearances.
I don't like how you say it real confidently. He's like, oh, yeah, of course. Like, you're mad, like, 100%.
But you know yourself, like.
Fuck off.
You do.
I don't.
Actually, that's just what it is. That's just the prejudice that you know, people have.
It's because I'm from Finglas, isn't it? What are you saying, Ed? You're not even from around here, making faces.
If you didn't know Darren, would you be afraid of him?
I would. It would be, there would be a shadow over my thoughts, yeah. As in, if you were approaching me with the cap on, the tracksuit on.
Really, like?
Well, you're a big unit, you know what I mean? And
as in,
if you're not smiling.
Fat virgin, like?
No, neither of those are true.
That's so sweet.
That's really nice of you,
isn't it?
But I'd go, ooh. Yeah, I would. Unconsciously, maybe, but I would be a little wary, yeah.
Would you hold your phone a little bit tighter?
Yeah.
Yeah, just a little bit tighter. Like.
If I say you walk down the road, Ed, you're coming towards me.
You'd actually,
do you know what I'd do?
You'd shoulder barge me.
No, I'd rob you.
Yeah, there you go. I was right.
Do you find that if someone comes up to you and says, oh, do you have any change or anything like that, do you kind of beef up your thinglessness? Do you ever find yourself doing that?
If someone says, like a homeless person?
No, and not even, like, just someone.
If someone's like, what's up?
What's up, bro?
What time is it? Or something.
Yeah, yeah. Do you,
I'd say it's
fucking half two,
you little dope, you.
You'll do
dance all over you.
You'll do nothing.
Imagine I talk like that. You'll do nothing, I'll dance all over you. That's scary. That would be scary.
Yeah. Yeah. But in the reality, it's like you're sitting there.
With your legs crossed. In a real feminine pose.
In like a pair of tights, man. The tracksuit pumps are like a pair of tights. And you have like a pink phone case and everything.
And then collects Pokemon cards.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man.
But underneath it all, I'd dance all over you.
100%.
Try and rob me. I say, I swear, I'll dance all over you.
You don't even know me.
Shut up, Mel. You'll see, watch. I'm not going to dance all over. What do you think of that?
You say, oh, you enjoyed it, man. Yeah. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, happy with that.
Won it good? Won it?
Happy with that. I am now, yeah.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Well, sure. Go on.
We're just coming off the back of a big deep dive, you know. You need a bit of normality back in.
Yeah.
Hard to shift back to normality after something like that, you know. But we did it.
I know. And they just announced the Artemis 3 crew.
Yeah.
Have you seen that? And they were all waving and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They all look happy.
They'll probably lose the footage when they go up.
Oh, here we go.
What are you doing? This bunch, they're building a base. Like an EGA. They're going to the moon, building an EGA. Yeah.
So they can go, come and go and then have a nap.
Can't touch me, I'm in base. I'm not on, I'm in base.
Tag your it. Can't jinx, bless for life. See you later. Right, we'll see you later. For real. Right, if you have any questions, send them in. Only messing, that's the bonus.
If there's anything else that you have, if you want any information on
Artemis
holidays in Salou or anything like that, or Artemis 3, we can answer them here on the bonus episodes. So if you have any questions or thoughts, send them in to stallit@goloudnow.com.
Yeah.
Or the Instagram page. We have a Stallit podcast Instagram page and TikTok. So if you don't already follow that, give that a little follow. Yeah. There's some stuff being posted up there as well. And sure, I'll see us. Bye.
I'll see ya.
Ed, you say goodbye to people, will you?
Oh, sorry, goodbye.
Fucking rude, innit?
Do-do-do-do-do.
That wasn't it.
Oh, that was an I've lost it.
I don't think that was it.
No.
You have to listen back and just remember what it was.
No, I don't know. Bye.
I think it was.